Bezras Hashem Halacha from the Daily Daf will discuss the status of a Lechi, Korah, and Tzuras HaPesach above 20 Amos and less than 10 Tfachim. These halachos emerge from our Daf, and if we contextualize it in the broader Meseches, we will see that our Daf, as well as, of course, in Halacha L'maisa, we will see that our Daf really gives us a lot of information, basic information, to put into context very basic and important halachos in terms of the construction of an Erev. On our Daf, we had a big discussion about a Korah that is above 20 Amos, and the Gemara says that because a Korah is for Heker, it is there to remind a person. We had Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak teaching this to us 20 lines in on Gimel Amud Aleph. Then a person won't notice if the Korah is above 20 Amos because a person's eye won't catch above 20 Amos. And the Gemara, of course, equates this to the halacha of Sukkah in general and describes a couple of distinctions between Sukkah and Mavui. But one of the basic explanations is that Korah is Mishum Heker. It is for this reason that in Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav that we have the halacha that if you have a Mavui and you want to be Matirat B'Korah, yesterday we learned that halacha l'maisa, particularly amongst Ashkenazim, we don't use a Korah to be Matir a Mavui today. Nevertheless, in terms of the pure halacha, of course, a Korah less than 20 Amos could be used, and that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Less than 20, yes. More than 20, no. Says the Mecharev, Im ha'yi b'goyva chalolo. Notice we paskin like the part of the Gemara that says that we measure the space between the floor and the ceiling. Yoser me'eser mama mitzum tzamos eina niter b'korah. It will not become permissible with a Korah. Now, over here, the Tur seems to say that a Korah would not make the Mavui permissible to carry. Neither would a Lechi. However, the Beis Yosef strongly disagrees. And the Beis Yosef points out that the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Aleph says that the Svara of a Lechi being Matir, the fourth side of the Mavui, is Mishum Michitza. That's how we paskin. The Gemara has a question over there. What's the reason for a Lechi? But we paskin Lechi is Mishum Michitza. If Lechi is Mishum Michitza, then it should not make a difference whether the Michitza is 20 Amos high or not. It's also less than 20 Amos, so it shouldn't passel because it's higher than 20. Hence, the Beis Yosef in his Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the simple reading of the Tur, and he says, Avol nitar hu bilechi, and you're allowed to be matir, the mavui with the lechi, even if the lechi is higher than 20 amos, because lechi is mishum mechitza. The Mechaber then goes on and says that there are times a Korah would be kasher 20 amos. Who knows it from our daf? That in our daf we had learned that if there is an ornate Korah, Vimrotza Lachshira, says the Mechaber B'Korah, Tzarech Shiyasava Tziur V'Chiur. In such a case, if he makes a Tziur, there's a big discussion in the poskim, what type of Tziurim? In the Masifta Gemara, they have a fascinating discussion. Could that be Machshir, Chanukah Menorah, higher than 20 Amos? Those details we will leave for now. We're going through the basic Halachos and Erevin. So therefore, higher than 20 Amos will passel when it comes to a Korah. If there is no amaltera, no tziur, a lechi would be kosher, even if it's higher than 20, the Beis Yosef paskins, even though there are some who didn't learn this way. And finally, in regards to a tzuras ha-pesach, so that's a beferish gemara. On Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara writes explicitly, and it fits in beautifully in the Hesber for today's Daf, the Gemara at the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph mentions that a tzuras ha-pesach would be acceptable even if it's higher than 20 Amos. Every once in a while, we have that. For example, when the Rabbanim construct an Erev by using electric wires running over a lechi, the wires don't have to touch a lechi as long as the board itself is less than 20, is higher than 10 tefachim, and there's an electric wire, you'll be able to say good asik and allow halachically as if this board, which is sitting directly under the wire, as if it's touching the wire itself. Now, the wire is sometimes higher than 20 amos, not a problem. It's a beferish gemara on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph that it could be even above 20 amos. 20 amos is quite high. We had a discussion in our gemara whether it's 100 tefachim or 120 tefachim, but could it even be higher than that? Our gemara discussed too high. What about too short? So let's hear again the words of the Mechaber in Shin Samach Gimel Chavav. Ha de mavui niter belechi ukora, this that a mavui could permit one to carry in a mavui with a lechi ukora, daf kishenu namuch pachos me'asaret fachim meruvachim. It has to be less than 20 amos when we're talking about a kora, but also more than 10 tefachim from the ground. Now that fits in beautifully with our above discussion, that less than 10 tefachim in the ground is also no heker when it comes to a korah. As well as, if lechi is mishum mechitza, less than 10 tefachim is not a chosha mechitza, as a Gemara on Daf Hei will develop. V'lo yei rach bo yosem yeser amas mitzinsamos, etc. This part we don't need. Avol, im chasar echel mikol elu, if it's missing some of these criteria, ein lo takana ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. The only takana that you could do, for example, if it's not 20 amos, if it's more than 20 amos and it's a korah, it's not going to be kosher. But what's the etza? Atzuras ha-pesach. As well, atzuras ha-pesach, the Shulchan Aruch says, will be matir if the space of the mavui going into Rosh Hashanah is more than 10 amos, like we learned in our Mishnah. So it's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is if it's too short, or if it's more than 10 amos wide, atzuras ha-pesach is matir. The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that atzuras ha-pesach would be kosher, unlike a korah and a lechi. Again, go, atzuras ha-pesach is even if it's less than 10 tefachim high. Here the Mishnah Brura quotes many achronim, long list, Evin Ozer, Gura Tosefet Shabbos, the Magen Mishnah, in the name of the Rajba. In Sif Katan, Tzadi Gimel, he quotes many achronim that are maskim ladina against the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not considered a halachic Pesach either. So therefore, when constructing an Erev, every once in a while, especially when people are not careful, we're going to discuss that there are many reasons why to put up the sticks in short vicinity of each other, not to let the string go for an extended length of space. And every once in a while, if the area is hilly, you could find the phenomenon where the string falls less than 10 tefachim from the ground. In other words, the distance, a falling string is not good either, but the distance between the string and the ground is less than 10 tefachim, and that would be a problem of a tzuras ha-pesach less than eser. But maybe we could add that since the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that a tzuras ha-pesach less than 10 tefachim is acceptable, if they're, according to most shitas, it's already 10 tefachim, so then maybe one could rely on the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. If according to the majority of shitas, it's already 10 tefachim, and it is one shita of measuring the tefach that would say that it's not, maybe there is room to be makel, according to know the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. But certainly when it comes to lechi and korah, less than 10 tefachim would be nothing, just like more than 20 when it comes to korah is nothing, and it's different than both the lechi and tzuras ha-pesach. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha application from our daily daf.